Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. We're your three quirky girlfriends. It's the place where great minds and dance moves meet up and form into lip gloss.
Yes.
Are you high?
I don't know. I think I am.
She might be. She hasn't even been looking at anything in particular. She's just been like floating around my studio with her eyes.
I'm here with Bethany.
Hi.
And Sam.
Half here. Hi.
Yeah.
I like high, Kathleen.
What did I get high on?
Was it an overwhelming work day or something?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are all getting ready to go on vacation. Am I allowed to announce that?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
Okay. And so behind the scenes, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we do every week in terms of commercials and prep for the show. And all of that has to be done ahead of time now while we're gone so we can all kind of play the way it needs to play. And so everyone's like, Sam's eye is twitching. So we're all panicking to get everything recorded and whatever. So it's busy. And Kathleen, you have to like schedule everything to go up on the website.
Yeah. Well, I lie to everybody and I'm like, I'm not bringing my computer where I'm going.
Yeah.
So give it to me now.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
I do bring my computer though, because you just, I can't. Are you guys traveling without your computer?
Probably without my computer, yeah.
I've only traveled with my computer once. It was for work, but I, you know, F that S, I leave it at home.
Yeah, I don't want to deal.
I can't.
What do you do on your computer when you're on vacation?
Well, because if there's like an emergency, or because viral videos and that type of content that comes out every day is really so touch and go when you're running an online empire, that I really have to kind of be in touch every day, at least just a little bit.
That's fair. That makes total sense.
I mean, what do you expect when you call yourself, like your tag is Web Girl Kathleen. That's why I have people call me Apathetic Sam.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you're getting in the title.
It's on your business card.
If I don't deliver the cat videos to the people, the people don't get the cat videos.
People want their cat videos, damn it.
You put the cat videos on the internet. I don't know why
put
that
the
might
cat
go
videos
Bill
in
Cosby.
The people.
In the pudding, and you make the cat pudding.
Clearly, we're all losing our sanity. That's fine.
So this weekend, two-thirds of us were on a bit of a road trip to go see Uncle Elvis at his house, and he has a pool. That's why we went. We missed you, Kathleen, by the way.
We really did.
I missed you guys
multiple times.
I was scheduling snafu.
Following you on Snapchat the whole time.
So one of the things that we were talking about as we were driving is I admitted to something that I believe currently, and I know it's not true, but it's a belief that I choose to have. And so I'll tell you about it in a minute, but it brought up the topic of I want to know what is something that you believed as a little kid? Because Sam, you were talking about something car related you believed as a little kid.
Like seven different things.
Yeah. And we all have that dumb little thing that you believed. And then what do you actively choose to believe now? So, Sam, do you want to start us off with how this kind of all came about, what your thing you believed is?
I like my segue only from your segue. I can't wait for you to tell everybody.
Do you want me to do mine first?
Kind of. Because it started from dead silence. Yeah. So let's just reenact the entire thing. Can you paint the picture?
Yeah, so we're driving. So it's Sam is in the front seat with me. I'm driving my Chevy SUV, and our phone op Yaritza is in the back seat, and we're just driving quietly down the highway. It's
beautiful. On the way home, yeah. So we're tired and a little hungover and whatever.
Yeah, it's quiet. We're listening to some Beyonce, just sort of chilling. And I look in the rearview mirror and I see, you know, it's a multiple lane highway, and so I see all of the cars behind me, and I'm a speed demon. Danielle, by the way, is pressing her breasts against the door.
Yes. Yeah, take your shirt off. Gotta get a look at those blouth puppies.
Damn, girl. God, we're just sexually harassing.
I'm disgusted by myself
now.
Continue.
I'm horrified by this.
I might edit that out.
So I look behind me and I see all of the cars fanning out. And because I'm a speed demon, I usually am ahead of all of the cars. And then there's like a lag and then all of the cars are behind me. And I told the women all of a sudden, I said, I like to pretend that all the cars behind me are my backup. And especially at nighttime, when you can't see the color of the car, all you see is headlights. You can pretend they're all black SUVs, and they're coming in to back you up. And it's like, it makes you feel so, important, but it makes you feel so supported and like a badass because you don't know where you're going, but you're off to some secret mission, and maybe you just got into trouble and you're like chasing the bad guy, and then you're like, you're totally screwed, and then all of a sudden you look in your rearview mirror and the cavalry has come.
Bonus if they're wearing sunglasses.
Yes. So that's what I actively choose to believe when I'm driving my car, especially at night. It is a really fun game to play, and the best part is that that everything these other cars do plays into the story. Mm-hmm. So if a car drives up next to you, it's because he's going ahead to save you from something. Mm. And if he doesn't look at you when you look at him, it's because this is totally incognito. He's not going to show that he knows who you are. That would throw off the cover, right? So he's just going to go ahead of you, but he's really going to protect you. It makes you feel so good about yourself.
How fantastic is that?
Why haven't you written a book yet?
The next time you drive, Kathleen, yeah, you have to promise me.
You should keep a tape recorder in your car. So when you're driving, you can just speak stories and then go home and reprocess them and put them on paper.
And then no one will read this book.
That's not true.
Random
that
thoughts.
That would be a great title for it. No one's going to read this book.
So that's what I actively choose to believe as an adult.
Cracked me up.
Yes, it's true. Now, Sam, you believed something as a child that is also car related.
Yeah, I didn't actually remember these until you brought up that. And I'm thinking, wow, this girl's crazy. Oh, wait a minute. I definitely thought of stuff like this. So when I was younger, I used to think that I had a very smart car. This was when I lived in my first family house. So it was 6 or younger. Maybe 8 or younger. I might have suppressed it. But I'd always hear this before we made a left into my cul-de-sac. So I just thought it was my really smart car was letting... Kathleen is so... My smart car was letting me know, hey, Sam, we're almost home. And then I just never paid attention while we were driving, I guess, and heard the blinker. And then I heard it once, before I realized what it was. And I told my mom she had to go take the car in because it was broken. And when she asked me why, I said, because the car's letting us know we're home and we're at the mall.
Isn't that so cute?
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
That's a proud moment for me.
You guys both have car-related things.
I know.
How much time did we spend in cars growing up?
A lot. What about you, Kathleen? Do you have anything you believed as a kid or that you believe now, even though you know it's not true?
I thought that cats were girls and dogs were boys.
I think that's a pretty common one. Why is that?
Cartoons! Because cartoons, all most of them, minus the Aristocats, which is a great movie, but so many, growing up, they have these stereotypes of the girl cat with the bow, and she's perfectly coiffed and so poised.
And uppity.
Yeah, right? And this oaf of a male dog always tripping over himself.
That's true.
It wasn't until we got a family cat, and then my parents had to explain to me that they had to be neutered and spayed, and I kind of figured out what that was, that I realized that there were boy cats.
Yeah, there are. And they're the best.
I can imagine you picking up the leg and being like, she has a penis!
I also thought that nothing bad could happen to me in the daylight or when the lights were on. So we had a pool in the backyard, and it was an in-ground pool, and it had a big light in it for nighttime swimming. But every now and then, when the light was off in the pool, someone would get pushed in, and I would freak out because the sharks could get to the pool when the light was off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they were walking around all incognito.
Yeah. And the light in my basement was at the bottom of the stairs. So you had to shut the light off before you went up the stairs to the kitchen. And I would shut that light off and it would be like, all the way to the top of the stairs. And then I'd look back and I'd be like, dude, are you there? Can I see the leprechaun?
See, that's still true in my world.
It was a leprechaun? It was always a leprechaun?
Well, it was the 90s. It was those scary leprechaun movies.
the decade of the leprechauns.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It really was. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, I believed, so there's two different kinds of crosswalks. Well, there's probably more, but whatever.
Just two.
There's the kind where they paint on the blocks of lines all the way across, sort of, like the Beatles album cover, right? And then there's the kind that are just one line on either side of the crosswalk, so it sort of makes a little sidewalk in the middle of the road. So those are the only ones I knew growing up. And so I believed, for some reason, that if you stepped on the actual paint when you were crossing the street, you would get electrocuted and die.
Okay.
And that was how they kept order.
Yeah.
Is you don't walk outside of the crosswalk or you'll get zapped and killed.
How funny.
And I remember I was on a field trip in first grade and we all had to hold hands and cross the street. And I just remember thinking, God, I hope everyone makes it.
I can't be certain.
Oh my God. I used to think that, and sitcoms in the late 80s, early 90s, they always had laugh tracks.
Yes.
I thought that one guy, and I just imagined a big fat guy in a recliner was watching these TV shows, and every time he laughed, there was a special hookup in his house where you could hear his laugh on the TV shows.
It was just that one guy.
Just one guy.
Did you ever give him a name in your head?
No, but I mean, like, he's kind of has a dirty undershirt on, and it's halfway. And maybe his belly button is exposed, and he's got like greasy chips that he's stains.
Oh yeah, I'm into it.
Okay, one thing I remember growing up that I'm just now realizing, if you guys haven't realized, I'm a medium well ham. Like, yeah. I'm not crazy well done, but I'm, let's call a spade a spade. And I think it started at a really young, this is an actual podcast epiphany.
Okay.
Like, I just remembered this. I used to think, so when I was younger in the lamb chop days, I looked at this woman talking with a dirty sock on her hand, and I was like, this is what I want to do for a living. I want to act. I want to perform. I also want to wear socks on my hands. And I remember thinking, how does she know? Like, I thought that because it was my calling at that age, that the cameras were already there all the time and on me. So if I had something really funny I wanted the audience to know, I would look at one wall and say it, and then I would say, but I don't have the cameras on that wall. So I'd turn to the other wall and say it again, and I would quote my TV line to all four walls in my living room.
Did you think people were watching you?
I actually thought they might be. Yeah. Because lamb chop, how do they know people are watching?
It's true.
I didn't know there was a thing called cameras. Back then.
I'm just like, this is where the audience sees things, so I wanted to make sure they got my best side.
We have a coworker, Scott, who has cameras outside of his house, security cameras, which isn't all that uncommon. But his girls, who are pretty young, believe that there are cameras also inside the house. So when they do something bad, his wife will say to them, you tell me now what happens because daddy's going to go check the cameras.
Oh my gosh. Is that messed up? That sounds messed up.
That sounds a little messed up,
and
right?
And they come clean. They're like, I did it. Like, because they think that the cameras are going to actually show their parents what they did.
Oh my God, that's messed up.
I know, but it's also genius,
it's
guys.
It's sort of brilliant.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
We were told by a babysitter growing up that if you peed in the lake, the sirens would come for you. Yeah. Not like the fish, but like the sirens on top of a police car.
Okay.
But like just the sirens, apparently. The sirens would like woo, woo, woo and come to you, but not attached to the car, I guess. I don't know. I don't think our babysitter was very smart.
I'd be more afraid of the other kind of siren.
I know. They'll come for you.
If I pee in the lake, they're going to sing beautiful songs to me and I'm going to be completely vulnerable.
They'll pull you under.
Holy.
And they'll kill you.
Yeah, okay. I got the better of the two options, I think.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose parents told her not to swallow toothpaste because it was poison.
Oh, jeez.
So brushing her teeth was always very stressful when she was little. She's like, I have to brush and get the poison out.
It's like Russian roulette.
I know.
Wait, did you share something you believe now, Kathleen? Did you tell us?
Oh, what do I believe now?
Like, I still believe that Cirque du Soleil is populated by French orphans that they pulled off the street. I know that it's actually former athletes, but I really do believe that it's like they found Cosette on the street and they train her. Like, we'll save you. We'll teach you how to, you know, ribbon dance.
I love that.
I don't know what I believe now.
That's a really sad, isolated comment.
Maybe I believe in nothing.
I don't know what I believe now.
It'll come to me eventually. I'll let you know.
If this was a musical, this would be your ballad, by the way, where you're like searching your life. Yeah. Sam, by the way, and this is totally a non sequitur, but I need to ask you about remember you were talking last podcast about a guy. Do you want to recap what was going on?
A guy. Yes. A human man.
Yeah. That, a human male being.
I apologize if I get real awkward at this point because there's a slight chance that he's going to listen to this.
Okay. What's going on?
So I spoke to my ex-boyfriend last week, and we had no bad blood between us. Everything was still great, and we decided to meet up this past weekend.
And you were
excited about it because you were like, "I'm in a good place, friendship-wise.
Yeah,
I love him as a human and soul connection.
Very much so.
Kay. Did you make out?
We did.
Did you have the sex on him?
You made out.
Did you have the sex on him,
guys? You made out,
Sam. Did you make out with friendship or with lust? Friendship or lust.
Oh, my God.
Did you use your tongue?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay.
Oh, my God. I wanted this to happen.
Sam, am I blushing?
Yeah.
Great.
I wanted this to happen.
Okay, what happened?
Did you really? It was a wonderful evening. Uh-huh. It was so much fun. We hit up like 3 or 4 of my favorite bar restaurants. We walked around Jersey City. It wasn't awkward at any point, but I really enjoyed getting more comfortable and more relaxed and more, you know, memberful. When I get nervous, I start making up words. So that's going to keep happening. Anyway,
cool. So you got more memberful.
Got more memberful. And it was lovely to be with him. And then you get that excited, jittery feeling that you used to get when you were dating the person, even though you thought it was completely squelched. Bethany, can I? Don't move. I'm going to take a picture of your face and we're going to post it on the Acquired Taste Instagram.
This brings up a pretty good question. Do you think that after you've had a serious relationship with somebody that you can ever really just go back to being platonic friends?
Nope.
See?
Nope.
I don't know about, I don't know that it's black and white. I don't know if I could say, I'm not saying nope. I'm not like that at all. I think you can have a healthy, loving relationship, but I don't know that platonic is the most suitable word for said situation.
So here's another question for you. You're both single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So say another 5 years passes and you don't see each other, but now you're both married or in like relationships that are going towards marriage or long-term connections.
Yeah.
Do you think you would hook up again? Or do you think maybe you wouldn't even bother to put yourself in that situation because what happened this time?
No. We're both very responsible and respectful people. And there was like a comfort there that we didn't feel guilty or we didn't feel anything like, oh, you're doing something wrong or whatever. That wasn't there at all. I don't think I would worry in 5 years if we decided to meet again and we were both or even one of us were involved with someone that there would be a problem.
So
I really don't think so.
So after you had the sex on him.
Oh, dear.
What?
No one admitted to the sex, by the way.
Well, I inferred because you did not directly say no.
I've been very frazzled. Continue with your question.
Okay, because you've been full of member. You've been memberful. Oh, that was a slip of the tongue.
I like that one. That was a slip of many things.
Oh, great accidental
A
pun.
Slip in and a slip out.
Where do things stand now? Are you guys going to hang out some more?
We definitely had a conversation where we said, you know, we shouldn't wait so long. Until the next time.
So there's no relationship brewing
no,
here.
No.
Oh, okay.
Circumstances are not easier.
Yeah.
They're not the same, but they are not easier.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you will hook up again the next time you guys hang out?
I have, I don't know.
Like maybe this is a friends with benefit situation now, which
I
is not a,
no
necessarily
idea.
A bad thing.
No, that in itself is not a bad thing. I'm not downing friends with benefits because I think, you know, that's, you know, who has not been there at least for a period of time.
Sure.
But I don't know that I'd ever want to put him in that category because I value him a little. I value him more than that.
You are the Christmas song.
I'm sorry, what?
Where they're in the supermarket and they see each other and it's Christmas time and they're old lovers.
This is a thing?
Yeah. Yes. Well, do they meet in the frozen food section or something, right?
Something like that.
Because their nips were hard?
And then I think they have like an all-night rendezvous or something.
What? This is a Christmas song?
I get that song confused with the song, the Glory Days song where he goes back into the bar, sits down, has a few drinks, and all they were talking about was Glory Days. I get those confused.
I like how you did the pause like you're singing it, but you're actually talking in mono.
I don't actually remember the lyrics.
Was, Glory Days.
Pause, yeah. Glory Days 5, 6, 7.
Okay, well, you keep us posted because it's none of our business, and so we're going to definitely ask.
Ooh, the Uncle Cracker song, too.
Which one is that?
Follow Me. You know, where it's about the other woman. It's about the other woman, yeah.
There's a lot of songs. You should look into some of these songs. They might help you figure your feelings
That's
out.
That's exactly what I need is some odd, like, Christmas musical list.
Songs about old lovers, forbidden lovers, and other women. And
there's a whole Christmas subgenre about Friends with Benefits.
Jeez. Okay, well, I got to put a cap on this so it doesn't end on an awkward note. I had a great time with him. We are still, and I've imagine we'll continue to remain good friends. I love and appreciate and respect him, and I feel it in the opposite vibe. Here I go again with the words.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we have a plan, but I don't think that there would ever be a circumstance where neither of us would be irresponsible, rude, or inappropriate with the other.
Got it.
Good. I love that.
I do too.
I know that feeling of like you can't necessarily. And this is not the same exact situation, but can't necessarily be around them yet, but you love them so much.
That happened.
You know?
That happened for like a year.
With him?
I tried for an extended period of time, and then I was driving myself crazy. It was like we were breaking up every day. It was that same feeling for a very significant amount of time.
Yeah.
But once that's healed, you can start to, you know, you put a tattoo over the scar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It could still be something beautiful and something real and over something that was once very vulnerable and painful.
But you can't compressed that. You can't force that process to go anymore quickly.
Right.
You know?
Thankfully, it was very natural, and it's been a good period of time. And,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm growing up, guys.
Yay, Sam. You are growing up. I'm real proud of you.
Small bits and pieces.
Okay. So before we end this podcast and we run on to the next panicked thing we have to do, I want to go around the room and just see one thing that everybody learned this week. So I can start, actually.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
I learned that it is a very bad idea to wait 2 years between dental appointments. Mm. On a related note, I also learned that our insurance does not cover anything other than preventative.
Did you have to get something serious done?
I have messed up teeth shapes. So all of my teeth look fine, but I have one tooth that I can't believe I'm describing this, whatever. So your teeth are supposed to like sort of bulge out, right? And then the next teeth sort of bulges out. So there's like a really small area by the gum line, not very big.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is that one of my teeth goes in like a lady's body. Like,
ooh,
it's sort of S-shaped.
Out of a voluptuous fang.
A Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, exactly. So so it leaves just all of this room for, like, food and stuff to get... So
where?
They need to
point
reshape.
To
they
that
need to reshape my tooth.
But still.
So they want to reshape my tooth. It's this one.
Yeah.
That's fascinating
or
to
this
me.
One.
Because, like, you're... Uncle, you're gonna bless. Your smile is perfect. Like, you have the beautiful teeth.
I definitely am very lucky, and I also had braces twice. But but this tooth in particular is just jankety shaped naturally, and so they want to put a crown on it to reshape it, but that will cost me $2,500. So I was making the appointment for the crown, and she was like, "By the way, it'll be $25." And I was like, "Let's just go ahead and cancel that appointment, and I'll keep flossing."
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Get yourself a water pick.
Insane.
All right.
Yeah. So I learned that you should just definitely not go more than 6 months without going to the dentist because they are scary, but they are necessary.
All right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
It is Amazon Prime pilot season.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you know how Netflix has original series? Well, Amazon also has original series, but they make all of these pilots so viewers can tell them which ones to continue with, like which ones they like, and then they'll develop a show down the road. And I want everybody to watch this show called The Interestings. It is so cool, and it's based on a book, and the author escapes me right now, but I will tweet it out on our Twitter account, Acquired Podcast. It was the best show ever. Mm. And the first episode ended, and I was like, no!
So it's just the pilot so far that they've been reading.
It's just the pilot, okay. Yeah, and there's a lot of famous people in it, and a show is good when you're like, I can't live!
Yeah.
I can't live unless I see another one! So, yeah, The Interesting. So it was so... Bethany, I mean, both of you guys, it starts off with a performing arts camp. So I think it's definitely both of your allies. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. The Interestings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, then tell Amazon that they better produce it.
Yes. This was a slightly agendaed what I've learned this week. Yeah. Damn it.
Sam, what about you? What'd you learn this week?
Don't go shopping for things until what you're shopping for is all set. I spent a significant amount of money, I think as I mentioned in maybe the first podcast, on a shower curtain that I loved.
Oh, that $90
shower
curtain?
$90 shower curtain, mm-hmm. Because I was apartment shopping.
Plated with gold.
I was apartment hunting, and I, you know, bought the shower curtain, and then I bought a $40-some-odd candle that matched.
Yeah.
And then I bought a bathroom book, which matched, and I also got a matching bath mat, which wasn't, you know, expensive or whatever, but anyway. The place it looks like I might move into as of now is a very modern, mature, kind of gold and tannish bathroom, and none of that's going to work with it whatsoever.
No.
So,
can you even put a shower curtain in there?
I can, and I found one from the same company that I really love. So there's another $90 shower curtain on my horizon. I don't know why I like shower curtains so much. I'm like smart with the couch, the TV unit, the coffee table, the bed. Everything's like inexpensive. And, you know, I looked around a price match. I want this damn shower curtain.
Okay, what you're going to have to do is take the old shower curtain, which if memory serves was sort of aqua colors and like mermaid scales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to have to take that and somehow harvest it for parts and turn it into throw pillows or something.
That would be fantastic.
Or an ottoman.
I think I just might go the lazy route and give it to my mom because it'll match my at-home bathroom and at least I'll still get to see it when I go there.
All right.
And
well,
she liked it too.
Will you please take a picture of the original $90 shower curtain?
As soon as I take it out, I only haven't posted it because it's been wrapped this whole time.
All right, because we all want to see what this thing looks like.
The slippery sucker.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's edition of An Acquired Taste podcast. We are going on vacation, but we will have new episodes for you. So don't worry. We will be coming back next week. Have a fabulous week. In the meantime, we'll talk to you soon.